Chapter 22.
Ah, oh, my old shipmates, how was your voyage?
Grey Patch had his sight back now, though his eye was still quite swelled. He sat on a fallen log with Fishgill, watching his sheepish crew. Big Fang kept noticeably out of the way. Kaibo, still the unofficially elected spokesrat, unfolded the unfortunate encounter with the Hers and reported on the sorry state of the vessel Dark Queen. Grey Patch listened to the woeful narrative as he sat sketching on the ground with his sword point. When Kaibo had finished, the other sea rats gathered around to hear what Grey Patch had to say. He kept them waiting a while before he spoke.
A sad and miserable tale, mateys. But what ship can last forever? Dark Queen was a good craft, but she'd be a floating death warrant for us against the might of Gabool. Leave her to rot in the creek, I say. Red Wall Abbey's worth 100 Dark Queens. We'll be lords of this land, country gentle rats, if you please, instead of floating bilge slops at the mercy of wind and water, trying to grab a living with one claw while using the other to fend off that mad rat Gabool. No more of that for us, messmates. This is the warm, soft country, and it can be all ours if you're willing to follow me. Well, what do you say?
There was an immediate roar of approval. Many claws reached out to pat the sea rat captain's back.
We're with you, skipper.
Aye, Grey Patch always let us ride.
You give the word, captain, and we'll follow you to Hell Gates and back.
Grey Patch tapped his sword point at the drawing he had been working on.
Right then, buckos, here's me plan. This here's the abbey. Now, what we'll do is this. There's nigh on 100 of us, closer to 120 counting the all slaves. Big Fang, here's your chance, mate. Rush 'em and burn the gates, you said, as I recall. Well, that's exactly what you're going to do. Take Frink, Fishgill here, and 5 others. Keep the oar slaves so you'll look more like an army. Try burning those big abbey gates down any way you can. Now then, I'll be in front on the flatland t'other side of the ditch with Ranzo, Dripnose, and a score or so others. We'll make a great show of firing arrows and slinging stones. That way the attack will look like it's coming from the front, but it won't. Kaibo, you take the rest round the east side and sneak through the woodlands. They're good and thick there. Use ropes and grapnels, just as if you were taking a tall, fat merchant ship. Ropes and grapnels, lads, that's the key. Nice and quiet-like, slide over those walls. There's a little wall gate I've noticed on the north side. Get that open and we'll be with you in a trice. Big Fang should have the gates well ablaze by then. Do as I say and we'll be taking supper in Red Wall Abbey tonight.
Everyone cheered aloud, with the exception of Big Fang. Somehow, he felt as if he had been tricked by Grey Patch, though being in disgrace and having the whole crew against him left him in no position to complain. Hot summer vegetable soup was being served with large flat oat cakes. There was 4-seasoned plum cake and elderberry cup to follow. The sentries on the abbey walls took theirs as they watched the surrounding countryside for signs of movement. The food was being served in the orchard. Sister Sage and Mother Mellis dished it out to the little ones and each carried their portion to a corner of the orchard, where the abbot, assisted by Simeon and Formol, stood ready to give them a lecture. Seated in a group beneath an gnarled apple tree, the Dibbons began eating. Abbot Bernard cast a kindly eye over them, shook back his habit sleeves, and began.
Right to, my little friends. Carry on eating while I talk to you. A grub, stop dipping your oatcake into baby turtle soup, and listen to me, please.
Grub did as he was told, but immediately started complaining.
Sir Rabbit, these squirrel turtles are drinking my drink.
The infant squirrel grinned over the top of Grub's beaker and sucked noisily at his stolen elderberry cup. The abbot turned his eyes skyward, as if looking for patience. Formol went among the Dibbons and took charge of the situation.
Grr, you little terror! Give me drink back to Grub. And you, Mr. Grub, touch yon circle soup again, and I'll bite ye tail off un.
The abbot took a deep breath and continued.
Now, as you may know, there are some very naughty creatures who've been hanging about outside our abbey. But there's no need for you to worry or be frightened. We'll take care of them.